Hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure once again. I actually get paid to talk for a living, but I'm a little bit stumped this time. It's, you've got some huge news.
Yes, very big news. It's very exciting. Still a little bit disbelief, but yeah, very exciting news.
I was one of the very few lucky ones that knew about it a little while ago. Has it sunk in yet that you've been nominated for Australian of the Year for the state of Victoria? You're one of the nominees. Has it actually sunk in yet?
Not at all. I keep reading my email over and over again. And no, it hasn't sunk in yet. I don't think it will for maybe a few days. I'll give it until it sinks in properly.
You know, Kim, it doesn't matter where it goes from here now. Just to be thought of in that regard is an absolute honour, and it's something would make you very humble.
I just can't believe a small girl from the country could actually be a part of something like this. I'm the only regional person that's been put forward for it, and I just think it's just out of this world, unbelievable, and I'm just so privileged and honoured and lucky to be a part of it, especially the wonderful people that are in my category. I think that's fantastic, goes to show that, no matter where you are or who you are, you can make a difference.
I was about to say, Kim, it's the categories, it's very wide and varied, isn't it? It's walks across all walks of life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dylan Escott, that's in there. He's someone that I follow and absolutely am mesmerised by. I think he's a wonderful, wonderful person and what he stands for and everything like that. And then, we've got a scientist that's in our section. So, it is a different variety of people, but I think that's what you need, because there are so many different issues out there that everyone's trying to tackle.
It's without going back over it again, Kim, you were assaulted by your former partner, and you've stood up for what you believe is right, and what I think, I'm 1,000,000% right beside you, and I think most of the society is too, and I don't think in my memory I've ever seen anyone stand up and say, this can't go on, and you've reached some very high places. Has that occurred to you yet, just how high you've gone, even in Australian politics? You're speaking to household names now.
I don't know. I still sit here every day and think, I've spoken to some amazing people, but who's the next people that we can reach? We can always go higher and bigger, and we need to. But, I got a message from Anthony Albanese yesterday to say congratulations for my nomination. So, when you get that sort of thing, it just makes you realise, who you've spoken to are actually, they want to be a part of it, and they recognise you and they appreciate what you're trying to do. There's been some pretty amazing people in some pretty high places, but I think we can get higher.
Wow. I said to you last time that I didn't feel worthy. Now the leader of the opposition just gives you a casual text message to congratulate you. It's pretty unbelievable.
He did a video. He did a video message. It was amazing.
Oh, look, Kim, I think it's fantastic. It must be surreal at the moment for you. It'll sink in. What's the next step in the process from here?
I think we just need to get the policy, really, really well structured. We're about to speak with Our Watch. We've also got Daniel White, who's going to help us take it to Parliament in February to try, we want to get this legislated, and that's our aim, and also to, make this education broader across the board. I'd love to be able to, be the TAC version for domestic violence one day. I'd love to be able to build that from the ground up.
Have you thought of that on your own?
Yeah. So I've just gone through a Sentencing Act claim, which is quite hard to go through. And,
yep.
There is no TAC that protects domestic violence. So I think, I think that's a really, really good way to be able to avoid the victims and their families to go back to court and to be able to have something like the TAC for domestic violence, hopefully in the future.
That's an amazing goal, and it would be an amazing achievement to make that, fulfil that. I'm not going to put it past you, Kim, but what you've achieved so far, I think you're probably going to make it happen. So, now, you've got an award night, a gala night on November 8th, you said?
November 10th.
November 10th.
Yeah, very exciting. It is online, unfortunately, because we're in Victoria, but I don't think it'll be any less special, so it's very exciting.
Yeah, well, you're going to be rubbing shoulders with some of the most famous people in Australia now. But I'm not just saying this because I'm interviewing you, but you can comfortably stand alongside them. You're a very well known young lady around the country.
Yeah, that's a little bit strange to hear, but it's still sinking in. I don't know what to say. It's to know, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people have sent me a lot of front pages of papers and things like that across Australia. So it's a little bit unusual, but, you know, it's putting the word out there, so that's all that matters to me.
Well, you know, I thought I had the big scoop today, and I get up this morning, and at 6 a.m. local news, you're leading it. I mean, Beck McDonald's beat me again.
A lot of people contacted me yesterday saying congratulations, and yeah. I wasn't sure how everyone knew. So I'm not sure where it's been released or how it was released, but it was on the front page of a couple of papers. You know, the Standard, the Courier, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It was everywhere before I got my chance to talk about it.
I think they sweat on it, Kim. They must have their outlet somewhere. But look, congratulations, not only from myself, but from everyone here in St. Rasia. And as I said, it doesn't matter where it goes from here, Kim, to be actually, just to be recognised in that manner is, it's going to do your cause no harm at all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm blessed to be in this position. And, you know, as I said, it's a team effort to have gotten to this part. But, you know, it's putting the message out there no matter what happens.
And you're getting back to normal in Melbourne. That must be a good feeling too.
Yeah, getting there. It still has its ups and downs. You know, still a little bit wary to go anywhere, but it's getting there. There's a lot more happier people out there on the streets, so that's good.
No, that's go, Kim. Now, you stay fit and healthy because you've got a bike ride to do too early in the new year.
Yep, I'm back on it today. So
today?
On the bike ride. Yes, I had yesterday off.
That's pretty good average though.
Yep, you celebrating yesterday, so back on it today.
All right. Now, Kim, I'm almost out of time. It's been great to catch up with you again, and we will speak again, there's no doubt. But, look, congratulations. It's made huge news here in your hometown.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can't believe it. That's amazing.
It really has. And everyone's in your corner, and let's hope that, you know, and have a great night, even though it's online. Have a great night on November 10.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the support. Love talking to you.
We'll speak again soon, Kim.
Thanks, Amy. Bye.